Bitochen we need to cultivate is the bitochen of Tomim Tim Hashem Elokecho. Al techakeh asidois. Don't start making cheshbon as what's going to be tomorrow. B'kom ha-shebo alav. Kabul b'simcha ba'ava. Where does it come from? It's rooted in the recognition that everything comes from Hashem. And if it's from Hashem, it must be for the good. So. Now let's mamshich. Kashe yudi chai lo er shol betochen misug ze. Lo ene nechlas lepanika gam bezmanim makashim beyoter. You mentioned yesterday, just going to summarize what the world looks like when you live like that. So when a person's living with this betochen, so he doesn't get into panic. Betochen mesailo leshoshal v'simcha memuna bebeiso. This betochen enables a person to spread tranquility, menucha, simcha v'emuna bebeiso. B'kol ha'tanayim b'kol ha'matzovim b'ruchnis v'gashmes ru'enu soivel mimatechim v'charodos. He's not taking pills for stress and for what's one how you translate charodot?
Trembling.
Yeah,
trepidation.
But it's a special the people that go for psychological treatment, they actually charodot. Trauma maybe would be a better translation. Sort of post-traumatic stress syndromes, all these things. Me'at kevlei v'makol ha'simptomim ha'afneim es b'nei doreinu. But now it's like that. Hatikshoret, ha'itonot v'apolotika ani manyan oto klal. We said he's not interested in all the narishkat going on in the world. Uchash bebiru sh'oil shel kol ha'olam enu mutl aktofav atzoros. I don't have to fix up the whole world. I'm not all the world's problems and what Trump's got problems with this one and that one. It's a local kach manyan oti. It's certainly not sitting on my shoulders. It's not my problem. Lefach uchay b'shalvim betochen. He walks hand in hand with Hashem. In the full knowledge that his father is going to do what's best for him. As you get closer and closer to the final geula, this musag of tzadik v'ralo is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. The tzoros is getting worse, the problems are getting more complicated, the difficulties are intensifying, and it's a simon that we've gone up, we've been promoted. We're able to withstand these nisoinus and makabal them besimcha. It's not a sign of a low generation, on the contrary. It's a sign of a generation that's gone up a dagger so it can handle nisoinus like this. As it gets more and more dark outside, a person has to feel that he's going deeper and deeper inside. A person has to go deep and deep into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's it. I live with Hashem, and my job is to which basically says unconditionally. That's really how you summarize that. That's Shema. Live with Shema. Matzav ze shel riboy hayosurim rachmana letzlan hu mitnaya gula. This matzav that we see of the increase of Yisurim Rahmala Litzlan is one of the time of the Gula. Kmo shebaya ha-maral shetchilas ha-tzmich hu la'achas shlav ha-rikvon ha-muchlat. When does a plant start growing out of the seed? Only when the seed's completely rotted away. It's a strange thing, but that's what gives birth to the plant, is the rotting of the seed. The sprouting of the gula comes from the disintegration, the breakdown of the fabric total of the world that comes before Mashiach. Oisam simonim shemosul nechazal al do ikvus ed Mashiach. Enu simonim greater. The simonim that Chazal gave us, when we'll know we're getting closer and closer to Mashiach, are not just simonim. Hey, mitznaya gula. Those are things that have to happen for the gula to take place. Kasher kol ha-marochas ha-bitchonyos, ha-kalkliyos, ha-chevratiyos, va-ha-musuriyos, yorsu. Your entire security system, your financial system, your interpersonal relationships, your traditions, haras. Total breakdown of the fabric of society. If you look at the 15th simonim in the Mishnah in Soita, at the end of Soita, they describe a society that's crumbling. Complete disintegration of a society. That's what they're describing there. Kasher kol ha-sheker yitmoitmet legamrei misham yinboit vitzmach eirush ha-mashiach. When all the sheker of the world, of this world, and there's no shortage of it, is completely, completely silenced, then Mashiach will be able to sprout. Huh?
Sticking what you said. When it's silenced,
when there's no more sheker in the world, then Mashiach can sprout. You've got a Mashiach sprouting in a world that's kulu kulu sheker. Huh? How that's going to happen? Coming to you, Mashiach. Malokecha, altecha ka'ol asidois. Good, you're the first example. What do you worry about how it's going to happen? Since it's your business. Huh? It could happen like the lights go on, that quick. How long do you think it would take for people to start doing tshuva if Iran would launch a nuclear missile that takes 12 minutes to get here? Sheker goes very fast. Sheker goes very fast when an aeroplane and they tell you we've lost the engines and they're not going anymore and we're about to crash land. No one's sitting there about, hey, he's going to maybe steal a bit from the government. People are davening and talking to Hashem. When you're davening and talking to Hashem, there's no sheker there. When you're terrified and your back's against the wall, there's no room for sheker. How it's going to happen? How it's my problem. Once again, why is it my problem? Ever Hashem will do it. When Megiah's man, Bechipazon, will go out. Chofetz Chaim said it when you're standing in a dark room and someone switches on the lights. That's how quickly Mashiach's going to come. Yehuda, when he stood up against Yosef and he was facing total Armageddon, he understood how quickly the Geula was going to come. It came in two words. Ani Yosef, that was it. Boom. That was the Geula. It's going to be exactly the same here. Exactly the same here. It'll be today, it'll be tomorrow, it'll be next week. Al techakeh al asidois. Don't go looking into the future. That's exactly Rashi's betoken. Al techakeh al asidois. Ela kol sheyavah alecha makabul ba'ava. Whatever happens, makabul ba'ava. How it's going to happen, how it's going to be, how's everyone going to do tshuva, Mashiach? Pesada. Pesada. Hashem's got lots and lots of tricks up his sleeve. Things happen fast when they need to happen. But once again, the question's an invalid question. How's it going to happen?
Well, wasn't it about politics?
Huh?
Wasn't it about the elections, at least that?
Okay.
Rodriguez.
Yeah, what I'm saying, if I know, we have to work towards this hard. This is a whole... You have to change your habits in thinking. That's hard, very hard. Although the Yeshua can come in a split second. I have the sort of Armageddon vision of the internet switching off. Just total shutdown. The hackers get in there and they just like whack out the system. That's it. I mean, that the world comes, aeroplanes start falling out of the sky. Thousands of, you know how many aeroplanes are in the sky at the moment? Have you any idea? A few thousand, good few thousand. They all just fall out of the sky, ships go, trains go off the edge of a cliff, your cars start going wacky. Well, you know, these guys start hacking into buses and driving off the edge of cliffs. There's no way to stop it.
But it would be happening by now. People would be hacking into these things.
It's happening already. It's happening already.
Yeah, but you're not seeing, you know, we're not seeing planes.
No one's telling. We're sad because no one shut down the whole system. But the Russians hacked the Ukraine grid and shut down the entire electricity system in Ukraine. Why do you think Israel's high tech is making so much money today? Divining the system to protect these guys. If there are no hackers, no one had to make burglar logs. If there are no Ganovim, people wouldn't make a panos out of locks. It's just more sophisticated today. But these are real threats. These are real issues.
In the span, we can't fathom it today, but it's very possible that one day...
Not one day.
This electronic world that we live in will be gone.
It could happen today. It could be happening now. I'm saying. Some six-year-old sitting in Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah.
whatever. Elon Musk, who comes from the same town as I was born in, so he must have something going for him, even though he's a goy. But he's one of the more cleverer guys running around the world today, okay? He said that the biggest threat facing the human race today, and it's not a 50-year or 100-year threat, and its immediate threat is artificial intelligence. Now, I don't even know what he's talking about, but I'm telling you now, it's a serious threat. So you're asking, how quickly can it happen? I don't know. There are two computers that they linked up talking to each other, developed their own language that no one else understands. They pulled the plug on them. That's how close. Well, you think, we think we're a million years away from it. You're asking, how's it going to happen?
War games.
How's it going to happen? Science fiction from 20 years ago is just mama's reality today. You know? Who thought we'd be watching Star Wars 50 years ago, they'd never been walking around with this machine and pushing? Like him, he's sitting here now with this machine that has more, there's more computing power.
10 years ago when I was in Yeshiva here, the concept of these phones.
Nothing happened. Why don't you put that away, please? No, for your own sake. It's whatever. So I'm just saying, you're asking, how's it going to happen? Where's it going to happen? Hashem's got plenty of places where he can pull the plug. But the bottom line is how it's going to happen, the question itself is treif. That's what I'm trying to get across here. How it'll happen, yeah, there, boom, trach, where? Oh, lo man yenoti.
Even it's impossible to know. We say that we'll be going when we don't expect.
There's two nakudas that you just raised. The one is it'll be when you don't expect and from the last place you would ever expect. But Moshe Shapiro used to say, the more you talk about where Mashiach's going to come from, the further you're driving him away. Because if you say Mashiach's going to come from, yeah, he can't come from there anymore. So you're just pushing Mashiach further and further away by talking about it. That's what he used to say. It'll come at the most unexpected moment from the most unexpected place. But it's going to happen quick.
How does that jive with Gemara's saying that Mashiach will come on Tishri Nisan? You know, how does that jive with Gemara's?
Yaakov Avinu didn't know, so I don't know.
What is talking about?
What?
How far?
I don't know. What talking about?
No,
you have to talk about it. You have to wait for it. But saying Mashiach will come from here, or Mashiach can't come till this happens, or look at the Gemara says Mashiach won't come till this happens. Mashiach can only come in Nisan, all these things, whatever. There are the classic answer to your question is that there are times that are more mesugel. But we have to wait for Mashiach every day. And if you don't wait for Mashiach every day, you're a koifer. It's that simple. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. He's not believing in Mashiach. He's waiting for Mashiach. Yeah. So wait. Wait for him like you wait for the blood test, you know, the same anxiousness. Person's waiting for the blood results. He's waiting for his blood test, his blood results, okay? So you wait for Mashiach the same as you wait for the blood results, anxiously. Why are we waiting for Mashiach? We spoke about that. That's another story. Are we really waiting for Mashiach? The Mashiach most people are waiting for, I'm not waiting for. It means, why do you want Mashiach to come? Once you've taken me right off the subject, let's go completely off. Why are you waiting for Mashiach to come? To take away your tzoras, to make you happy, that the world will get better? No, I'm waiting for Mashiach to come. You're waiting for Mashiach to come so you can serve Hashem better. You really want to serve Hashem properly, but you can't. So we're waiting for Mashiach to come so we can get on and serve Hashem properly. If you're waiting for Mashiach because he's going to come and take all of your problems, you can dance in the street and do all crazy things because Mashiach's here or whatever, so then that's not the Mashiach I'm waiting for. Mashiach kaze ani lo rotze, one wise man once said. I never said what I'm going to do. I don't know. Once again, you've been choike acha asidois. You're going to be so busy shivering under your bed from terror, you won't have time to dance in the street. That's the Masoira I have, and I'm going with that one. Because I'm a Litvak, I like those doomsday scenarios. Who says you can't be joyful while you're shivering under the bed? Who says you can't be joyful while you're sitting on Tisha B'Av? One second. I have to have Yiras Hashem and Yiras Shemaim, and I have to be with Simcha at the same time. Why is it a stira? Why is Yira a stira to Simcha? I understand. Because we westernized our concept? Okay. We've Christianized that concept. I'm not a Christian, I'm a Jew. I can be Basimcha Nachmir. I can be sitting on Tisha B'Av. I can be sitting on Tisha B'Av and be Basimcha. I have a chiv to be Basimcha on Tisha B'Av. It's Mefusha Aloch in Shulchan Aruch that you have to be Basimcha on Tisha B'Av. It says Mamaitim Basimcha. It doesn't say don't be Basimcha. It says Mamait the Simcha a little bit. But I'm doing the Rotz in Hashem. I shouldn't be Basimcha because I'm doing the Rotz in Hashem. I'm mourning at the same time. Why is it a stira? Was it a stira? Avada Mashiach is going to be a simcha tar. We're waiting for 2,000 years. You're not going to be a simcha? Does that mean I'm not going to be terrified? If Moshe Rabbeinu would walk into this room now, we'd all get frazzled. Frazzled to pieces. You ever been into a room with a God will be Israel? You feel an enormous awe, an enormous yira. And at the same time, an enormous simcha that you have an opportunity to be with a person. The first time I went to Rav Scheinberg, I had a question for him. I couldn't articulate the question. I got frozen. I sort of like squeaked out, "Can I have a brocha, please?" and ran away. I wasn't besimcha. I was enormously besimcha, but I was terrified. Nema, kamei tzeischa meretz Mitzrayim erenin niflois. In the same way that I took you out of Mitzrayim, I will show you Niflois when I take you out of this Golus. Matzaveinu ayom doim lematzav shel Klal Yisrael b'shar she'amod rega echad lifnei ha'geula ha'sofi shel Sfas al Sfas Yam Suf. Mamash, this week's Parsha, last week's Parsha. The matzav we're in today in this generation is Klal Yisrael on Yam Suf. Chazal bir al apostle Yoinosi b'chega haisele b'seis ha'madrege in Shir HaShirim. It says, "My dove is in the cleft of a rock in the hidden places, hidden steps." Lamai Yisrael doimi b'yis hashah. When Klal Yisrael was standing on Yam Suf, what were they doimi to? Le'yoinah shebolchum ifna net. You have a little dove that's running away from an eagle. So what does he do? He climbs into this little cleft of a rock in the mountain there. There's a snake inside. Big shalit said, he wants to go out. He wants to go out. The eagle's standing there waiting for him. Go back inside. There's a snake waiting for you. You're caught between the proverbial rock and a hard place. That's Klal Yisrael and Yam Suf. Kachai Yisrael. Hayam hoylech v'so aleim. You got the sea in front of you and you don't know how to swim. Hasoine reide fachareim. The Mitzrim are coming behind you. V'achoyos minamidba yemoikfin ba'aberuchos. As the Midrash tells us, and there were animals on either side. There was nowhere to go. You're completely trapped. K'yoyne sha'ein lekaf rogla. Menoach v'yitzricha lifroach ba'avir. Like this Yonah who doesn't have anywhere to go. He's kind of like caught in no man's land, just flapping his wings. But he's bashing his wings against the sharp edges of the rocks. That's how we are today, completely trapped. We've got no shortage of people who want to kill us out there. No shortage. No shortage of problems within. Panosa, Brius, Shalom Vais, Chinuch Yadolim, void, void, void. Kulam nimtsoim b'molchoides. Everyone feels like he's in a trap. There's no way out. As lemaisa, ma roitze mitana Hashem yisbarach b'shar gara lizu. So what does Hashem want from us in this matzav? You promise you're trapped. By the way, on Lel Shvi Shal Pesach, this matzav returns every year. The greatest akana Klal Yisrael ever went through was on Lel Shvi Shal Pesach, that moment just before they crossed the Yam. And as we know, the Chagim aren't remembrances. The energies that existed then come back again. The akana we stood at comes back again on Lel Shvi Shal Pesach. The Pinkers used to speak about this often. It's a Yom Tov. It's Lel Shvi Shal Pesach, and there's an enormous simcha because we're about to go to Mitzrayim. Of all the sakana that La'ach HaMaisa, we know there wasn't a sakana, but the La'maisa was, his Klal Yisrael was standing at that moment, the terror, the fear, the mamash sakana. There was nowhere to go. So what does Hashem want from you when you're in that matzav? Hishmiani es koilecho. Hu kiilo imelanu. Titpalelu. Titzru keshe imi. Hishmiani es koilecho. Hishmiani is very close to Yishmael, you know that. That's Yishmael's tafkid. Yishmael's tafkid is to get Hashem to hear us, to hear our voices. Hashem says, daven to me. Build a keshu with me. Tinanu v'tipchobi. Have imunah and betochen in me. Al tirgushu ki'ilu atem abudim u'miyoshim. Why do you feel that you're completely lost and I've given up on you? Tifnu yishiru salai. Come straight to me. You don't have to go to my secretary. You don't have to go to the gabbai. You don't have to go to the protector. You don't need a macha. I need segulas. Just come straight to me. Come straight to me. Al tachapsu segulas v'brochas mipo'ile yishiris liminayim. You don't have to find them a kubal here and a geshmukal there and a chansak. Just come straight to me. Yeah, use my private entrance to the back door and come talk straight to me. What are you running around with all this knowledge card for? Alter rutzi levakesh nevuas mieladim otistim tifnu rakalai. That used to be the fashion a few years ago. Remember, the safe was old. There were these autistic children that used to tell the future and whatever, and they wrote books about them or whatever. What do I have to go speak to an autistic child for? You machazak him and make him feel better, go do it. I'm not saying not, it's a person. Well, just talk straight to Hashem. I'll tell you now about Yishmael. Shuvu la'avichem shebashamayim, come back to your father in heaven. Kiblu es kola bo'aleichem besimcha betumas v'asti yeshili, and then you're mine. V'asti yechel ka'imi, then you're part of my portion. Yishmael is Yishmael Kael. He'll cause us, he'll cause Hashem to yar us. And therefore he'll cause Hashem to yar us, because he'll get us crying properly. The Yishma Hashem is na'akosom. Hashem heard their groans, their screams. Who's going to get us groaning and screaming? Yishmael. Why? Because there's no solution to Yishmael. There is no human solution to Yishmael. Therefore Yishmael will destroy the Koich V'Yotzim Yodi. And when there's no more Koich V'Yotzim Yodi, then, when you've got nothing else to rely on, then you scream. Then you start screaming to Hashem, you scream to Hashem, you suddenly get answered. Yeah. So why wait? Why wait? Nimshul Yisrael the Yoina. Klal Yisrael is a marshal for a Yoina. My Yoina is a poshetes tzora l'shchita. How do you, just like the Yonah sticks his throat out for Shechita, Kach Yisrael? Hayoina einu mitneged l'shechita. The Yonah is not connected Shechita. He mekabeles es gzadine ba'ava. V'chein anu b'do ze. Aleinu lakabel es kol oleinu ba'ava. Liptuach b'ashem ki hakol hu l'tavateinu. The void of tzadik be'emunah yichyeh this generation is to have betochen that everything that's happening is for the good. Kach mafarish if Yaakov milisa bepirusha tzoru hamor al shir hashirim posuk ze. On the posuk in shir hashirim that we brought, Yoina b'chaga asela b'seisa madrega, but Yaakov Lis explains like milisa explains like this. Im tirei ki yonosi, eilu atzadikim. If you see you're a matzav yonosi, that's a tzadikim. Hanim tzoyim b'chaga asela, they'll find themselves in this rock place. They're trying to run away and hide away in the clefts of the rock. They find themselves in terrible, terrible tzoros and in this real crunch place. The high dargas, the high spiritual levels that they're worthy for are being held from them. Alti Tomalkach, don't be amazed by this. Don't be confused by this. Da ki sibes hayusurim hi hareines marecho. The reason for the yusurim is hareines marecho. I will show you my marecho, my hardest pony. What's marecho? How does he explain it? Lenesusam the hares es yoifim ve es dvukosom bi. Those that I will show those that try, I will show them the beauty and the cleaving that they have to me. Hishmiani es kolecha, histata toiva mehem, hibishvil she yishmiu es koilam betvila. I'm holding back the good from them, like he held back children from the imaois. Why? So that I can hear them crying out to me in tefillah. V'lo yechshevu ke'einem ahuvim lefon, and they shouldn't think they're not beloved to me. Ulechein bo'aleim kol hatzar. All this tzar is coming upon you. You know why? Because Hashem doesn't love you anymore. Chalila. Ela nehefech. Ki koilecha orev umarecha novo. Your voice is sweet and your appearance, that's what I was looking for, marecha. Your appearance is beautiful to me. Mit'ayv ani letfilosom. I yearn for your tefillos. I have a taiva for your tefillos, says Hashem. I love them, and I know that they are completely capable of expressing and showing their love for me, even in the worst situations. That's how he explains this possible. Deep, deep love for Klal Yisrael, especially when things are bad, when there's no solution, when your mama's caught between a rock and a hard place, and you want to give up. Don't give up. Daven.
Why is this daven going out the door?
Sorry?
How are you bothering me? The whole shit yesterday bothered me. Here's your song, here's your song. Thing. Why don't we just stretch out our neck? Why don't we dive in and punch the eagle in the nose? And step on the snake.
If you can punch the eagle in the nose, then you might have a chiv to. But what do you do when you're caught? What do you do when that's what's
you
not expensive?
You dive in and you try.
You dive in and you
sit
make
yourself. No,
one second. Whoa. Why do you have to make ishtadlis? But if the ishtadlis is useless and it's not an ishtadlis, why do it? Watch me make ishtadlis for panos.
You swing at the last strike.
So now you've swung at the last strike. Okay. Let's go back to Moshe. You're standing on Yam Suf. You have the sea in front of you, and you don't know how to swim. You have the world's united armies, nuclear loaded, coming from behind you.
Right.
On the right and the left, you have.
I guess you go for the army, you can't swim, so you take out a couple of them.
So you take out a couple of them.
And you daven, it's not like he's not...
Why do you have to daven? In fact, you don't even have to daven. By Yam Suf Hashem says, what are you davening for? Now's not the time to daven, go into the sea. Commit suicide. Jump in the sea. One thing I'm asking you, so what... Who said not to do whatever you can do? If you can stop the Arabs wanting to kill us, why do you have a chiyuv to do that? Or convince the Jews that they shouldn't want to live. That's one solution to the Arab-Israeli problem. It's either convince the Arabs to stop wanting to kill us, or convince us that we should die. That's only solution. You come to recognition there is no solution. The greatest armies in the world with nuclear weapons and whatever can't stop these kids with stones. What are you going to do? Well, what are you going to do about the problem in Syria and the problem in Yemen and whatever? You've got something to do with it? And it's got something to do with that. It's getting closer and closer. So what? So if I think you should buy water and tins of tuna and put them into your basement. If I don't know. No one's saying no. Everyone's going to say, Rav Shu, you've got to give you a Russian water tuna today. Better go to Barkal fast. No, I never said you should. I'm just saying, that's what you want to do. Gesundheit, make some ishtadlis. But what are you going to do? When that missile comes across from Iran, that nuclear missile, Khalila, comes across, where are you going to
go? That's what I can do.
What are you going to do? You're going to take your BB gun and shoot it down? Come on. That's the whole point. The whole point is there is no more ishtadlis to do. Tzadik be menosche yichye. But if there's any ishtadlis that you do, you have a chiyuv to do it, Avada. No one's saying not. But if the doctors have told you there's no cure, there is nothing, this is the only guy in the whole world that's got this disease and there is no cure, we've tried everything or whatever, and the guys are goises or whatever, then maybe it's a time to start davening. But the Gemara says, you need both. Same as in chinuch. You have any solutions to the chinuch crisis in America? Yeah, anywhere? No, there's no real solution. So what do? You daven. But at the same time, you have to make some ishtadlis. The ishtadlis is we still have to make and have a chiv to make a vada. We're not relying on Aishtadlis, we're relying on our tefillas. Hashem says the reason why you have these problems is because you're disconnected from Him. So reconnect to Him. It could be that the Aishtadlis that you need to make, Hashem will show you when you daven to Him as well. Daven to Hashem and ask Him, what Aishtadlis should I make? I've had it. You're running around doing Aishtadlis that's completely ridiculous. You have to make Aishtadlis that looks like Aishtadlis. What Aishtadlis are you going to make? Seriously, what are you going to do? You're going to go... Go learn Kung Fu, I don't know something. Yeah, sorry, you wanted to?
Yes, I saw something on Shabbos in connection with Yamsuf and Tefillah, because Hashem says, Lama Tifak Elai. So there's a connection between that and then towards the end of the parasha, before Shishi, when Moshe and Aaron telling the Bnei Israel, Ma Nachnu ki Talinu Aleinu. Yeah? So I saw a parish that says, Ma doesn't mean what, it also means humility. Because Bnei Yisrael had not been crying out to Hashem. They'd been complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said, Mati Sak Elai. Why are you crying out to me? Moshe hadn't been crying out to Hashem. So what the Beirush I saw was that Ma Titzak Elai, because you cry out to me in humility, I'm going to give you a way forward. So there's a way to daven. It's not just blah, 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 blah.
There's ten lashonos of tefillin. You have to know.
But when humility is key.
Humility is the key to everything. Everything. The Balaam was to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, why are you crying out to me now? Klal Yisrael's in sorrow. Why are you davening to me? To Moshe Rabbeinu. Had a tain against Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you davening to me now? Klal Yisrael's in sorrow. I don't know. If I was Moshe Rabbeinu, I would say, it's a Mavush Rambam. When you're in sorrow, you have a chiv to cry out to Hashem. Or what you got tain against Moshe for? That's good for the Ikka chiv of the Raisa. The Machlokes is showing where the Tefillah is the Raisa of the Rabbanim. But everybody agrees when you're in Eis Tzora, you have a chiv of the Raisa to David. So we just said this was the biggest Eis Tzora there ever was. So what Akash Baruch Hu was saying to them was, his davening is not enough anymore. Jump into the water. Jump into the water. This requires an act of betochen. Betochen is greater than Tefillah. You require an enormous act of betochen. That's what we see. That's the grapple we're having here today. That's the war we're going through today. We have no solutions to our problems. You're relying on the doctors. They themselves will tell you they haven't got a clue what they're doing. Doctor told me the other day, I just type on the computer and I print out forms. That's my job today. Healing, you know, the reason why I became a doctor because I had this you know, vision of healing. We don't have solutions for half the problems people come through the front door. So tell me, most people that come into my room know more about their problem than I do. Because I haven't got time to spend 15 hours on the internet looking at each person's separate problem. Every guy that walks into the room has already spent the last 15 hours on the internet studying his problem. I haven't got 15 hours to spend on each guy's problem. So they know more about the problem than I do. So what are you going to the doctor for? Well, because he's got the computer and he's the only one that can push the button and get you this ifchun and that tafna'a and this thing. And that's all they do. They're basically an administrative bureau. I'm talking about the So you're relying on? You're relying on the doctors? The financial situation is so stable? You trust the markets? Yeah, I've got shares. I'm fine. I'm not worried about it. Oh, yeah. How old are you, kid? No, seriously, what were you relying on? You feel secure today? You feel secure with Iran, Russia, China, you know, on the one side? I mean, you're not caught between a rock and a hard place. You've got the Mediterranean Sea over there, yeah, and entirely surrounded by a couple hundred million people who dream and spend the entire day working out ways to kill you. And the only thing that's stopping them is Hashem. There's no reason why they're not actually killing us. That's what they want, so why aren't they doing it? They have the capabilities. Not because Hashem's stopping them. He wasn't commanded to. Klal Yisrael were commanded, go. Avadi, if there was no command to go, excellent point. If there was no command, tsar, we wouldn't have been able to do it. It was suicide. They didn't know how to swim. You weren't allowed to swim in Mitzrayim. Hashem said, now's not the time to daven. You know, Moshe went in last. True Jewish leader. And let everybody else go in and see, you know, how the water, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishnah asks, the Mishnah says a tain on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did you go first? Why did you go last? Why are you waiting for Nachshon? Nachshon was the first one here. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu go in first? What was the Nisoyin of Yom Tzivok? Okay, we have to, maybe tomorrow remind you. We've done it, no? We did this Vasemes on...